Morphin Legacy presents The Grid.
Howdy, Ranger Nation. This is Shatter A22, Vice President of MorphinLegacy.com. Welcome to another Grid Commentary. Joining me in this commentary is Austin.
Hi.
And Amber.
Yo, what it is?
Today, we will be watching episode 24 of Power Rangers Jungle Fury, titled Blue Ranger Twin Danger, written by KJ Beckman and directed by Mike Smith. In this episode, RJ develops a new weapon he believes is capable of delaying the advancing Spirit Rangers as they inflict havoc on the city and their own students.
Isn't this our first Jungle Fury commentary?
I think so. I mean, we've done like, what, 4 Dino Charge episodes?
We're ripping that Band-Aid off.
We did a lot of scheduling, rescheduling, so it's like, okay, we gotta put a Jungle Fury episode in here somewhere.
If you let us, we'll just watch Dino Charge, Dino Supercharges all the time, like...
We have to plan for 2021, so we gotta be fair, give every season a chance, somewhat. I mean, we're not watching Overdrive. For those unaware what a commentary is, me, Austin, and Amber will watch the episode on Netflix, and we'll talk over it while you guys, gals, or non-binary pals at homes can watch along on Netflix, your DVDs, or whatever way you decide to watch these episodes, I won't judge. So to sync up and to join along as we watch this episode, begin when the countdown tells you to go.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go!
Starting right off with the banger of a theme song.
Power Rangers. After 2 seasons of garbage rap, yeah.
Right.
It's like, oh, this was a cultural reset.
Comes the Power Rangers, Jungle Fury.
And after this, it took a while for us to get another good theme song.
Can Rangers protect an evil from the evil Daisy Clan? Set up for what we know is right.
Go away!
Daisy, go away! We are here to save the day! Yeah, this song is a vibe.
No plot, just vibes. That's pretty much what Jungle Fury is.
I regret the amount of, like, stink eye I gave these suits the first time I saw them before I saw Geki Ranger. I was like, there are no belts. What the fuck? This is weird.
Yeah, like, some of Jungle Fury's aesthetics is weird. No belt, like, those weird, ugly boots.
The boots are the worst.
But, like, they're kind of drippy, though.
Jungle Master Modes are way better, so...
Each suit is, it's got its own vibe.
Yeah, like blue one, he gets like 2 feet taller when he morphs.
I will shout out for these custom suits, though.
Oh, they're sick.
So, according to Jackie Marchan, who is a producer and writer on Jungle Fury, they use the money for that would usually go to the Battleizer for these instead, which I am here for. And I appreciate it.
You know, honestly, I'm glad for it because that Battleizer would look like shit. And plus, we already had a Battleizer, which was the super mode.
Yeah, we didn't need a Jungle Fury Battleizer. I mean, there's the bike, which is kind of a power-up, but not really.
This was stronger for the story, also to kind of, like, make it different from Geki. Because Geki was really good, but Geki was also kind of a little bit silly.
Yeah, and they honestly match the aesthetic of Geki Ranger and Jungle Fury, so... They did a good job designing these.
They fit in really well with the master suits. Because, like, the regular suits all, besides Rhino, all have, like, a really nice, like, I'll have a lot of black in them and stuff like that. But, like, the master pretty much are all white. Because I even remember people being mad because, like, the helmets are a different kind of vibe than, like, that had been previously done. But it was nice because they're all cats. They're just kitty meow meows. And you know how we feel about Jellicle cats in this household. I like that this kind of gave the Masters a little bit more to do.
Yeah, because I don't even think they appeared until, like, they got their episode and this is the next time they appeared in this arc.
Yeah, whereas, like, in Geki, we saw them all the damn time. Man, I'm gonna have to rewatch Geki, because Geki was so good.
Oh, Geki was my first Sentai. I love it.
Aww, that's cute. I mean, it's a good Sentai to come in on. I mean, Ryo himself, like, like, that man. Whew. I'm not even gonna lie. Like, that outfit, mwah, chef kiss. I need to shake the hand of the designer.
Case.
We can see that.
I mean, if you couldn't tell from their helmets.
We need to be told.
And their weapons and their colors. JS.
There you go. I still think the worst decision this season made was the sunglasses. Like, that's my spicy take, because I know some people really like them. And it's an okay gimmick for a kid, but like,
I mean, I'm here for that being like the communication device, but not the morpher.
I mean, I guess they just didn't want, like, you know, because like the others were the knuckle braces and stuff like that, I guess.
That's violent.
I guess they didn't want to like tell kids to like punch.
I mean, honestly, I don't
But hey, you know, we'll have a gun as a morpher and that's okay.
Oh yeah, because the tip is orange, so it's fine.
Well, the whole thing is orange. That's how you know it's fake. It's just like a handpiece.
I get it. As a kid, I liked the glasses, so it's like, whatever. And they turn into the visors, which is kind of cool.
Yeah, I think that's just, like, my one design thing that I just didn't vibe with. Because, like, everything else I pretty much was down for, like, with the designs-wise.
I wish RJ got, like, the Jungle Master mode.
Yeah. But he was stronger than everybody else anyway. Remember in Geki, like, the three represented heart, body, and technique?
Mm-hmm.
So they were, like, the perfect balance of the martial art.
Oh, sure.
But, yeah. Like, Chopper and Violet weren't. Like, they kind of did their own thing.
It's also, like, Beast Morphers, where the trio gets all the cool power-ups.
Look at Violet's outfit.
With pants.
Ugh. It's purple, and it's very Muay Thai-inspired. And then, I want to say, Chopper's looks like a Hakama or something like that. They kind of look like different martial arts.
Bitch, you just made that out of a vacuum cleaner. Come on now. A dustbuster. Yes, Lewin, come here, please, because Theo fucking sucks and you're amazing.
He's literally a twin.
You should have casted a set of twins.
Is it bad I like Theo's brother more than I like Theo?
No, because it's I think the same thing.
I think that's how it's supposed to be.
Whoop. What's his brother's name?
Lewin.
Lewin?
Lewin.
Yeah, Theo's an asshole.
Jared, you look like a ragamuffin, but you voice, though.
I wonder if there's like a filter on it or something.
I wonder, too, because I was like, if your voice is like Mando deep already, like, excuse me.
I feel like there has to be some kind of little effect on it.
Because his voice isn't like that when he's good.
I will have to go to my bunk.
It's a little pitchy.
I think there's an effect. Why did I forget that this was this episode? Fuck. Gosh.
Right?
This is a Theo focus? Oh, God.
Why did we do this to ourselves?
Right. I mean, yeah. I needed an Evil Ranger episode. Yeah.
I bet you they either got a woman or a young child to be the body double here.
I mean, it is a Theo episode, but it's also an episode where everybody shits on Theo and everybody says how amazing Lumen is.
That's every episode of Jungle Fury.
I don't know. He's like my least favorite. I don't know why.
You know what I don't ship is Theo and Lily.
And their endgame.
Oh, God. Why?
I'm like, fuck out of here.
Do it!
Watch, this is probably his voice is probably like a voice actor. We'll find out in the credits.
Oh, maybe.
No garlic on pizza, just bananas!
Also, why the fuck are you even in the kitchen? You don't work here. Get out.
What kind of chicken shit operation are you running here?
I know. He's not in uniform. His hair isn't covered. He's not wearing gloves. Hey, there's Theo.
This is breaking a lot of inspection rules, I'm sure.
Welcome to a world of OSHA violations.
2021 would never.
But I mean, RJ probably walked around no shoes on, so.
I'm so sorry. What the? Why would you tell him to go upstairs?
It's just a loft.
I would have been like, hey, I'll go upstairs. I'll go grab you one. I'm sorry.
Oh, sure. It's just a loft. That's why Fran went up there and discovered there were Rangers.
Well, because they looked at the TVs when they were fighting.
Well, he could look at the TVs and see
Well, something. He could look at the TVs and see nothing because they're not fighting.
Well, they also have, like, training gear and stuff up there, so I'm just saying.
He's sitting here talking about Lumen so funny, so popular. Maybe if he stopped being such a little butthole.
Yeah, maybe you can be just a dick. People would like you.
A dick!
Dick!
That shirt's too short, boo-boo.
Okay, oh, she literally knew he went upstairs.
Well, he changed fast. Shit. He was in, like, a whole uniform and everything.
Why was he just about to leave? Like, you have a job, bro.
He was gonna pick up stuff with Lily, but Lily thought that Lumen was Theo because he wore a shirt.
But, like, literally, she sent his ass upstairs. And he just said Lumen went upstairs. Like,
those pants make me want to kill myself.
They kind of do, but I love them, though.
It's the karma of jungle karma. We're old men.
We're old men tight. Like, it's kinky with the chains.
That is kind of kinky.
Well, rip that pizza.
Oh, fun fact, since we're Dino Charge stands, Master Finn also plays Mr. Smith from Riches and Rags, the old guy that wants to take over the museum.
And I open it.
Gotta get Dino Charge in there somewhere.
Why would you change if...
Like, where are you delivering the pizza in that random industrial area?
Abandoned warehouse district? Okay.
I feel like these people who designed this set have never, like, worked in a restaurant, because that is not how you should have your tickets.
Yeah, the ticket system is messy. Like, Gordon Ramsay needs to come in here and, like, fuck them up.
If you're gonna have a paper system, you need to have it organized, or you can see it, or you need to be on a digital system.
I'm honestly surprised we haven't seen Jungle Karma Pizza on an episode of Kitchen Nightmares. Ew, put that collar down. Disgusting.
Is that his identifier as an I'm a Theo?
He's like, I was jealous of Theo.
You are... Bitch. Nobody's jealous of Theo. He's an asswipe.
He's a fucking nerd who can't, like, fucking lighten up.
He's not even a likable nerd. He's like one of those nerds is like, eh, I needed to do it perfectly in my way, only my way.
Like the know-it-all nerd who, like, won't shut up.
That's why. You're a fucking narc. He's a fucking narc, guys.
Oh.
Lewin's like, oh shit, titties. Why are you re-popping your collar?
I just need people to know I'm Lewin.
Remember that episode of Geki Ranger where they actually got Geki Blue's twin brother to be in it? That was a good
episode. Oh yeah, that's just what this episode is based on.
Yeah, I can't cast twins for this, I guess.
You got lucky there. I think they kind of wrote that episode knowing that they had cast it as somebody who had a twin.
They probably wrote that in intentionally.
Oh yeah, they probably did. They're like, ooh, we have a twin? Oh buddy. Because I mean, they played another set of famous twins too. From like an anime, they were in the live action or in High School Host Club as the twins from that. And I was like, yes, both of you at the same time.
Wasted no time. Yeah, Fran does not make enough money.
She doesn't. Like, she has to take over the whole fucking pizzeria.
Really gonna hire more people to help her out? Because how stressful, I would quit.
I mean, at least we see other people working at the Dino Bite while the Rangers are fighting monsters. Because Kendall is a businesswoman. RJ's a fucking hippie that probably just gets fucking stoned half
the time. If I was Fran, I would just walk out while they're fighting. And then they come back to, like, chaos.
Bitch, I'm out.
That's what happens.
Like, for all that bullshit, they should have made Fran a Ranger.
Yes, she should have been one of the Spirit Rangers.
Mm-hmm. Thought of him in the gag.
Or she could have been her own color. She could have been like a pink.
Yeah, it would have been nice. Or maybe the penguin.
I like based on the penguins. Or...
Mm-hmm.
That'd be cute. You ain't going nowhere. Like, honestly, I'm supposed to believe that he captured all of them and then Theo's supposed to save him, really.
I'm gonna save the day.
Against the three that beat everybody else.
Yeah, and he's the wimpiest of them all.
And he's like 4'5" or something. Come on now.
Like, it's like a Justin situation all over again. It's like a little child being a ranger.
Yeah.
How are you gonna treat these old white men like this? They're basically made of cottage cheese. Come on.
When Theo morphs, he also has that little growth effect, too.
Oh, he does? Yeah, because, like, when he's morphed, he's, like, the tallest one.
That's because the blue one is a tall motherfucker. I understand you're trying to cast a good actor, but also, like, you have to pay attention to how these suits are filled.
Yeah, high consistencies.
Like, an inch or two is one thing, but, like, that's almost a whole foot. You know, stunt people the same way. It's like you've got to, like, find somebody who's as close to your actors as possible. With this franchise, you have to find somebody who's close to a stunt actor.
Why would you say something so controversial but so brave?
I mean, I'm all about the spicy takes and we all know it. I'm here for the spice.
That is your goal for 2021. Be as spicy as possible.
Oh, and I'm already well on my way.
Already killing the game. Fix your fucking collar!
I blew it on my collar.
God, pop collars make me want to cut myself.
Yo!
I'm like, at that point, don't wear a fucking collar. You fucking chud.
God, even in Jungle Fury, we can't escape the cow explosions.
I mean, I'm here for a good cow explosion, no lie.
But not as bad as the SPD finale, where, like, every time someone sneezed or tripped, it's like...
Oh, God.
You literally made a feather duster, RJ. You should be fine.
You're a Power Ranger.
That's cool.
Yeah. Bitch, I'm still here, mama.
Good one, Casey.
He didn't, like, do anything with that. Breaking mirrors is bad luck. Okay, Anne? Like, where were you going with that?
Sometimes the jokes are bad.
Not everyone can be a Devin.
Some people just don't have the jokes, and it's okay. Like, some people just need to realize you're not funny.
Yeah.
It's like, I appreciate you trying, but sis, you're not funny.
Fuck did that do?
And keep flexing that effect. I also wouldn't mind a season if they got actual twins to play Rangers. That would be cool.
It's like, that would be really fun.
Get Cole Sprouse and Dylan Sprouse, period.
There are more twins out there than those two, Austin.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Twins that are better actors.
Excuse me?
You apparently didn't see After We Collided.
And there's the spice.
I think they're good actors. I mean, Cole Sprouse is probably a better actor than Dylan Sprouse.
I'm a weirdo. I'm weird.
I'm weird.
I don't know where this fucking
Riverdale, a piece of shit. Oh, there's some more spice. I'm just full of spice tonight, guys.
Yo.
No.
Because he's like, I'm going to act like this, like, super machismo frat guy. But also, like, be, like, as small as a little baby twink.
Baby, what is that jacket? Did you see that? What was that?
On who, Dominic?
So, like, what is Theo's, like, backstory? Why was he in, like, that school and not his brother?
We don't
I know. Guess he was, like, a kung fu.
We don't know why any of them are in Peishwa.
But, like, you'd think it'd be, like, a family thing or something.
You would think, but they don't ever explain it.
It'd be like, oh, our grandfather studied Peishwa, and then Lewin would just be like, I wasn't really interested in that. That would
honestly,
be
yeah, that, cool. Yeah.
That would have been a good storyline.
Mm-hmm.
And then Lewin's like, you know what? Maybe I was thinking wrong about this stuff, and then starts taking, like, you know, Peishwa classes and shit like that. He's like, you know, maybe I was full of shit.
There is clearly familial ties to Peishwa because RJ's dad is Master Finn, so...
Right.
And these people are white as shit. And Peishwa has a lot of, like, Eastern Asian pastiche in it.
Yeah, literally all the Peishwa masters are white except for Mr. Mao.
Nice. Who is literally a jellicle cat.
Yeah.
He should have been a mentor, and I'm mad because I loved that Jellicle cat as a mentor. I did.
What's his name? I don't even remember. He was cute. We saw him for a second in the Jungle Fury finale.
It's something cat themed. I just can't remember off the top of my head. It's like meow or something.
That was the end of Blue Ranger Twin Danger from Power Rangers Jungle Fury. Anyone have any shit to say before we wrap this up?
It sucks. That's it.
It could have been so much better. And I'm really, KJ, like, honestly, come on, man.
I mean, I like Lewin, but Theo is just, I like the Spirit Ranger stuff.
I feel like they were starting to scratch an itch of a good sibling story. And it's just like, do you guys actually have siblings? Like, when you write these sibling stories?
Yeah, it's like, oh, Lewin's so cool, but Lewin wanted to be like Theo.
It's like, oh, that's the moral of the story. I'm like, that's not, I mean, that happens, but like, that doesn't feel as realistic. I mean, if you want them to see each other's side, you've been like, oh, hey, I thought that stuff was kind of geeky, but like out there, you look really cool. I'm sorry that I like kind of bagged on you for it. There you go.
To be fair, this was part of the Jungle Fury that was written by Scab Writers.
Like, I think probably the lowest points in the show are probably because of the scabs. And it's not their fault either.
Blame the writer's strike.
The writer's strike is the writer's strike. And, like, people try to keep going, even though they really should have been, I don't know, maybe paying the writers.
So what did you think of this episode? Let us know by tweeting us at The Grid PR. Tune in next time where we'll be starting Valentine's Day episodes, starting with a commentary for episode 15 of Mighty Morphin Power Rangers Season 3, The Potion Notion. Join us next week for a brand new episode of The Grid. But until then, everybody say bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
This has been a Morphin Legacy production, bitches.